Hey gang, how you doing? This is Odie from the Life Reboot Podcast with a new podcast. So we're going to start off today and just talk a little bit about not giving up. So I know sometimes you feel like giving up, but I'm going to just tell you right now, don't do it. Not yet. We all feel like giving up sometimes. But what if you're only a day, a moment from peace or clarity? So I just encourage you not to give up. The crazy thing is, you don't know how close you are to the end of your trouble, and also the emotions that are linked to whatever you're going to. The sun will rise again. I'm not trying to minimize your issues in life. And I understand that life sometimes is unfair. Maybe someone did you wrong. Maybe you lost everything. That's not the end. It's not the end until you win. That's how the saying goes. I believe God made us for the problems we have in life. Although I haven't always felt that way. There have been times in my life where I felt like I was over my head, like 20 feet of water stuck to the bottom with a huge boulder attached to my leg. But it's not true. Perspective is everything. It's kind of weird. When you're looking for a way out, you'll find it. When you're looking for a way through, you'll find it. If you're looking for a way to succeed, you'll find it. But the sad thing is, if you're looking for a place to quit, if you're looking for a place to fail, if you're looking for a place to give up, that's easy to find too. Be careful not to allow your feelings to control you. Our feelings, I heard this a long time ago, our feelings are controlled by weak, sick sources. And sometimes it's that inner voice, that inner demon that tries to beat you down all the time. You don't want to listen to that voice. It's time to be intentional. Realize there's another side to the coin. And I'll tell you, this is something that Jim Rohn says all the time. He says you got to realize what season in life you're in. Like there's spring, summer, winter, and fall. And it's up to you to actually achieve in all of those phases. Now, in spring, that's time to go forward, to grow, to start a new endeavor. And if you waste the spring, he says we only get a few of those in life. So it's important that even if you're in a winter time, not to lose sight. Not to lose sight. That spring is coming. Hey gang, how you doing? It's Odie again. So let's do this. So we're going to talk a little bit about one of my biggest things that I try to get people to develop when working with them and helping them. And this can be a client, a patient, or a friend, is when you go through something in life, when you go through something that stops you, when you go through something that breaks you, it's hard to see yourself getting back to norm or something close to it. It really is hard. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you can understand what I'm talking about. And one thing that I found is that it's the vision of yourself that's preventing you from improving your life. Sorry about that loud horn there. But it's important that your vision of yourself is restored. So if you're still in a state where you're looking at yourself in the same state you were in when everything fell apart. Or even crazier is looking at yourself the way things were before everything fell apart, right? Because it's kind of weird. When you go through something, it does change you. Like, it could be the death of a loved one, you know, the grief. It could be the loss of a career or aspiration. It could be anything. But it's weird that we try to vision ourselves the way things were before. And the problem is, things will never be like they were before, because of the incident that happened to bring you to the state that you're in. So your future is going to be different, right? But that being said, that doesn't mean it has to be worse. It can actually be better if you enable yourself to make it better. So my encouragement is to develop a vision. And a vision is kind of like a dream. A vision is something that's not anchored really in reality. Yes and no, actually. So your vision should come out of your heart. It should come out of your soul. It should come out of your deepest needs or desires. Stuff that you really want. Good stuff. But it should be detailed. And the only difference between a vision and a plan is a date with figures and that kind of stuff. How are we going to get there? A game plan. So a vision is a powerful way of taking yourself from being stuck to getting motivated and moving into a different direction. So my question is, who's responsible for your life? Who's responsible for your success or failure? You are. I know you know the answer. But when you start taking responsibility, even if the situation that you're in was not caused by you, you still have to take responsibility to repair your life. You have to. Because nobody's going to rescue you. Nobody's going to help you. I'm not saying that you're not going to have support, but I'm saying, like, the actual doing of what needs to be done in your heart and your mind, the physical aspects of your life, nobody's going to drag you through that. You have to do it yourself. So I'm encouraging you to develop a vision. If you guys want some more ideas on that, you guys can find me on Facebook at Odie Helps or at Odie Talks, and on Facebook and Instagram, matter of fact, both of those. And please subscribe to the podcast. See you till next time. Hey gang, this is the first time I did this one. This is not an original piece of mine. I used to do a lot of my own stuff on here, but this is one that I saved, and it's a powerful, powerful quote. Well, it's really not a quote, it's a piece, and it's about forgiveness. The reason why I want to go in on forgiveness is that this is something that causes you to be toxic. And the crazy thing is, a lot of times it's from our childhood, our parental relationships, failed marriages or relationships, somebody did you wrong, betrayed you. And what happens when you don't forgive, it creates a poison in you, right? And it poisons other relationships. It doesn't just affect the original relationship. It affects all your relationships. It's amazing how bad unforgiveness can hurt you. So, but this one is specific between a daughter and a father. And I just thought it's awesome. And it's also an addiction story. So here you go. Give forgiveness. My dad was an addict. He died from an overdose in 2018. I once got mad at him when his food stamp card was denied and I had to cover his groceries. It wasn't about the money. I gave him a hard time when he broke my glass measuring cup. It wasn't about the cup. He commented on a new haircut and I was enraged because he'd already seen it, and I assumed he was too drunk to remember it. It wasn't about my hair. I drove him from doctor to doctor, from rehab to rehab, but I was frequently short-tempered, visibly put out by what he required of me. It wasn't about the time. He was homeless for many years. He used to stand on corners with a sign and ask for whatever money or food people were willing to give. I loved him, but I was frequently embarrassed by him. I was mad about my childhood and what bled into my adulthood, and I found any way to take it out on him. He's gone now, and I'm not mad at him anymore. I'm mad at how much I let my inability to forgive him affect our relationship. Now he is free, and I'm chained, weighed down by all the grace I couldn't bear to give a person who so wholly was in need of it. Give forgiveness, because my regret over withholding it is stronger than all the anger I felt throughout the years. So if you want to read more from Scarlett, follow www.instagram.com. I'm That Wife. I'mthatwife. Hey gang, it's Odie again with the Life Reboot podcast. So for this segment, I'm going to talk a little bit about something that I used in a group actually, and it went really well, a lot better than I expected. And it's the whole idea of patience and endurance. And the thing about life is, like, in our head, we see a straight line to wherever we're trying to go, which is really funny. We see a straight line, like no obstacles, like point A to point B, I'm there. And the issue is, in real life, it doesn't work like that. In real life, there's going to be twists and turns. There's going to be success and failure. There's going to be all kind of issues that get in your way. Sometimes things that you cause, and a lot of times things you have no control over. I mean, I could think of something as simple as the COVID situation. Like, we are still reeling from the COVID situation. And not just in this country, worldwide. It's affecting businesses like crazy. Like, you got businesses, they're not getting ketchup. Like, that kind of stuff. Like, for real, restaurants. It's crazy. But the thing is, in life, you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And it's hard. I understand when you're trying to start over, you feel like you can't get a break, and life is still going to happen. Whether you succeed or fail, life is going to happen. Whether you're happy or sad, life is going to happen. Whether you have money or don't have it, life is still going to happen. So I used this in a group, and I just defined the terms, and we just talked about patience and endurance. And I probably used a couple quotes during that group, but I'm not going to do that here. I just want to talk about patience and endurance. So here is the definition. Patience, the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. And the issue is, why is getting angry or upset a problem? Because usually when we're angry or upset, we're going to hurt ourselves or someone else or both. So being angry, you completely short-circuit the thinking part of your brain, right? And you act. So you're either going to say something or do something that's going to hurt yourself or someone else or both, right? And more importantly, if you're trying to start over, if you're trying to move forward, if you're trying to change the game in your life right now today, you don't need any more issues, right? Definitely not issues that you're going to cause yourself. So patience is the capacity, you could say ability, to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering. And I think about a scripture from the Good Book that says, in this life, you will have trouble. And if I remember right, Jesus is saying that. Like, we have to understand that life, we were not told life was going to be easy. And anybody who tells you that is lying. Because I will tell you, even for successful people, even for people who have status and money and fame and fortune, if you would just sit down with them for a day and have them run you through the things that they've been through in your life and their life, it would blow your mind. Because a lot of them have been through like homelessness and, you know, failed marriages and failed businesses and all kind of stuff. And but we see them at the end and we're like, yeah, man, I would love to live like that. But are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to live in your car for like 3 years? I think it was Steve Harvey did. Look at the guy now. I mean, he's well loved, you know, all over television. And that's really what it takes sometimes. And I know another guy who had a really rough patch in his life when he decided, like, I'm not going to work a job anymore. Him and his wife were homeless for a while. I don't know how long, but it was for a good while. They were homeless, you know, because they decided, I'm not working a job anymore. I'm gonna build my business. So understand that you can be successful, but if you're going to let every delay, every trouble, situation, problem, suffering prevent you from staying on task, cause you to get angry or bitter, you're not going to make it. So you have to learn to not ask why. So there's another thing I talked about not too long ago, is that I was told, and this it was a business guy, he said, when you go through something, don't ask why. Ask what. What am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to get from this? What is this supposed to teach me? What am I supposed to understand? What am I supposed to see in this? Like, how can I use it to help myself? But why is a dangerous question, because the problem with the why thing, it makes us feel like we're unique, like your situation is completely unique. Nobody's ever been through anything like that. There's another scripture in a good book that says there's nothing new under the sun. This was written thousands of years ago. So we have to understand that even though it may feel like maybe the world is against you, like everybody goes through it. Everybody goes through it. So don't look at yourself as unique. Develop patience. And it's like the calm in the storm. It's like it's one of the most important things I think you got to have in life if you're going to do anything meaningful. Because without it, nothing works. So let me go over to endurance. Endurance is the fact or power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. The fact or power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. And what I would liken this to, this definition is powerful, is growth. Growth hurts. Growth is not gonna feel good. Growth also comes with failure, right? It's not a straight line. You learn a little bit, you do good for a while, you make a stupid choice, or something happens, and you got to start over, right? But you're starting over with the knowledge that you had before. So you're really not starting over at zero. You actually have some value left from your past experience. And that's almost, I mean, that's the way you have to look at it. Like, okay, I got to start over, but I'm not starting over from zero. I have the knowledge that I had gained through the original process. So you have to understand in growth, you have to develop endurance. Because once you kind of get discouraged, once you throw the towel in, it's like your progress stops. And it's almost like if you've been working out for a while, you know, you feel good, you're sleeping good, like you're looking good, you're fitting into your clothes. Take 6 months off, take a year off, take a couple years off, like a lot of people have done, like during this COVID time. And when you start over again, it's like, oh my goodness, you're sucking wind. You're struggling. Like, you don't even remember when you were in such bad shape. That's how bad it is, right? So understand that you don't want to completely stop. Like, you can even take a break sometimes. Like you can catch your breath, you can take a break, but you can't stop, because once you stop, your progress stops, right? And then all those bad things start creeping in, like procrastination and fear and doubt and all of that stuff. And that can rob you of your whole dream process altogether. So I just want to impress upon you to remember the whole idea of patience and endurance. And I remember there was a client, he came back to me like several times, like 2 or 3 days in a row, and he recited those two words because it was so impactful for him to remember the importance of patience and endurance. It's actually one of those things you need to put in your toolbox and develop going forward. Make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. That's the Life Reboot Podcast. Talk to you guys later.